Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Accent On every Monday, LA Talk Radio. I just love my chair. I love my chair. It's very good. It's leatherish. My studio is pretty elegant. I have great view. Sun is not going down like in my song. I think I'll be playing whole song this time because I stopped playing this one. I like this one. It's my song, but I still like it. Anyway, but one of those days that I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed because of the beauty of guests that I have in my own studio. Everybody needs to go right now to Accent On, to Facebook, and just check the pictures for right now. Then today we'll be listening right now to the voices of amazing looking people, and they are so talented, and they are all Polish people because the family is originally from Poland, but children are practically an Americans, but they are really, of course, Polish souls. Then, and parents are just successful and gorgeous. They are doing life their own way in America, and I'm telling you, they are doing something right in this beautiful country. Then again, from 7 till 8, please everybody switch to video channel. To a video channel on LA Talk Radio, because we can see this amazing family. We'll be listening to them again. Probably some question will be repeated, but what a gorgeous looking family. Hello, family, everybody.
Hello.
Okay, I don't know who to start talking first, but I will say Daddy. Daddy is probably a very important person in this family first, because he's Daddy. Dad, and he is a pretty accomplished actor, writer, director, UCLA teacher. You are like, and dad, that's what really we are talking today about. We have a very talented family who has a time to love each other for many, many years. The marriage is so successful. I will be asking the question how long they love each other, and they maybe will give us even recipe how to stay being happy married for so many years, and then how to make these amazing, beautiful children who are just, again, I cannot believe what a beautiful children you both have. Hello, Marek Probosz.
Hello, everybody. Ilona, thank you for having us over. I love my family, and I love to be in studio with my family. This is very special moment for me to have all of them with me. Normally, I go on my own. I travel. Sometimes I'm away for too long. It feels like working busy. But whenever I come back, I'm so happy to see them, to get to the gate of my beloved family. I really love my kids, my wife. The recipe for success is to be happy. I feel like a very successful man because I'm a happy man. I feel like a rich man because I'm a happy man. So my happiness is here with me today, and that's why I wanted to thank you for that.
And I'm so, of course, thankful that all of you found the time to just come to this beautiful studio. I'm just saying how beautiful, because it's a really nice, great-looking studio and has everything for us to enjoy. But I do not have too many guests that are coming with full family, and I know it's not easy to all of you to just make this day happen for all of us, and especially for people who are downloading, because we have thousands of people downloading this show, and I don't even know how many people are listening to this one. And then I know when people start loving Accent On TV, the best of Poland and Europe, which today, obviously, we have the perfect representation of something that is the best of Poland and Europe in America, then hopefully we will talk about how to make family happy, how to make everybody in a family feel successful, and none of you, all of you really like the same. Everybody likes art. Oh, except Sun, because Sun, and I'm coming soon, Sun loves sports. Then, okay, let's introduce Marek Probosz. I just gave you a little bit introduction. Everybody who would like to know more about Marek, please find our radio show and TV show with Marek Probosz from like 4 months ago, I think. But now you have your wife, beautiful wife, with you or with us today. Hello, beautiful wife.
Hello, Ilona.
And your name is Gosia Probosz, yes?
Gosia, yes.
And a little bit closer to the microphone. Gosia Probosz, if this will be in America, what your name will be like? Is it Margaret?
Margaret, unfortunately.
But I think everybody talks, speaks really how you wish to.
Yes,
be
exactly. I was offered to change my name, but I kept it. I think that is my identity. Gosia is me.
And it's a very cool name. Gosia is easy to remember. And, okay, Gosia. Like I said, you're a really good-looking lady, beautiful. I was flipping through your pictures, and Marek posts lots of them on a Facebook page. Then everybody can go and look also and just check whole family. But Gosia, you are so essential part of Marek's life, artistic life, private life. You are a beautiful wife. You are mother of two great children. Then the journey from Poland to America probably was equally tough for you, like to your husband, and he mentioned about his journey 4 months ago. But I know that Marek was a very successful actor in Poland, okay?
Right.
And he had very good story about how he moved to America. Everybody can, again, listen again and just listen to our shows and find out Marek's journey to Hollywood. But you were helping him with this part of life in Poland. Yes, you mentioned that you directed some or produced some films with Marek in Poland?
No. Students? That was all here.
All here.
We met, we came to America independently.
No.
Yes.
I thought that you met in Poland.
No, we met here.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I now want to know more.
Okay.
You met here.
That's right.
And in front of the camera, let's put it this way, but here.
True.
Camera was destined to be there.
Gosh, yeah, that's hot. Okay, two people moved, you know, from strange to different, you know, to same country. Where are you born?
I was born in Gdynia.
In Gdynia. And you were born?
And in the mountains, in Silesia, exactly, in Żory. You know, we are from Silesia, right?
Come on, I'm from Gliwice.
This is like we are
brother and sister. We can throw the coal mines, a lot of coal mines, and say, hey, why I'm dirty? Because you throw coal at me. Oh my gosh, what a beautiful story. Then you met here and you were working in an industry?
No, I was not. It was all a miracle, I guess. It was preordained and it was supposed to happen that way because it was completely coincidental that I found out about the project that was happening and somebody said, they're looking for Slavic-looking people or Polish-looking people. You should go and audition. I said,
you auditioned for husband?
You didn't know that? No, didn't know that for sure. But that's how it happened.
That's
I went, auditioned and made it. And
okay, you saw him and what did you think? Was love
nothing.
From the first sight? Nothing.
No, it wasn't.
Tough Polish
not
woman.
Not that moment. Not that moment, but it happened.
5 minutes later.
Yes.
Yes. Now I understand that. 5 minutes later, that's beautiful. And that was how many years ago, if I may ask?
It was 26 years ago.
Congratulations. Did you fall in love with her right away or 5 minutes?
You know, it's a complex story, as Gosia said, and if we have time to really tell you the story, it's worth your time because it's amazing.
It's worth. The life stories on the radio are the bestest. That's my branding, bestest word. But for sure, this is what we love to hear about. We want people's story. Then if you can make this in like 3 minutes, I would love to hear it.
It was a commercial, light beer commercial for Rubicon Company. And they shot in Los Angeles and they were looking for Slavic-looking people because the theme was, of course, light beer. But it was a wedding, Polish wedding, during which they drank light beer. And also I met a friend of mine who said, Marek, I just read in Hollywood Reporter that there is this company in town and they are auditioning and you should go. I said, no way. I'm a serious actor. I'm not going for commercials at this time.
Wow.
We didn't have commercials in Poland. Commercial was, you know, something rotten and from Western world. It just didn't taste good in our mentality. We studied. We were classically trained. We didn't do commercials. So I said, no way. And my friend said, are you crazy? You're in America now. Hollywood. He said, even the top king of pop, like Michael Jackson, is doing commercial for Pepsi Cola. I said, you must be kidding me. He was really on top. I said, no, let me show you. He turned on television and I saw Michael doing woo, woo, dancing in between the big bottles of Pepsi Cola. And I said, well, if Michael is doing it, I should think about that. And I went to audition. I got the part. And it happened to be that we both ended up as husband.
Bride and groom.
Bride and groom in this commercial. And thank God the commercial was for 2 days, because if that would be for 1 day, we wouldn't be sitting here. Because when you ask me...
Yeah, you need one more day to fall in love deeply and get married. On the third day? Took you to get married from the day when you met Gosia?
That was 89, and then in 1990 we got married. So,
one more year.
Yeah, it was quick, and we got married first time in the Hopi Reservation. It was the Hopi Indian wedding. So not only we got married there, but we also got Native Indian names. My wife's name is...
Bakavi.
And yours?
And my name is Owatsmo.
That's harder. Bakavi is much easier.
Much easier.
But but that commercial was amazing because, as I say, I didn't want to go. My wife just, somebody told her, also happened to be there and got that part. It was my first commercial ever, the same with Gosia.
That's a beautiful story. And again, trust in your destiny. Trust that things can happen. Also, you look for commercials.
Yes.
Polish beer commercial. That's maybe, another, you can find your husband or wife. Congratulations. 26 years. That's a beautiful, beautiful time together. Then Gosia, that's cute. Right name in Poland, will be calling you sweeter name. Gosiunia, hi. You have a beautiful 2 children together. And, oh my gosh, I cannot look at them. What are angels. The son is just, I don't even know how to describe. He's gorgeous. Okay. Everybody needs to see. Because I have a lot of description, but because he's 16, 15? How old
15.
Is he? 15 years old. Closer to the microphone. 15 years old, and I'm not supposed to probably scream how gorgeous this boy is, but he's so good looking. He belongs to the big screen, but he chose not to. What are you doing here, and what is your name?
Well, my name is Vincent Probosz. I'm the son of Gosia and Marek, and the brother to wonderful Valentina Probosz.
Hi, Valentinka. You can
Hello.
Okay, hi. Valentina is here with us, and everybody can see whole family in 45 minutes on the video channel. LA Talk Radio will be having same interview with the same gorgeous people, and you will understand what I'm talking about. Okay, coming back to Vincent. That's a good name.
Thank you. I was originally, my parents were in love with Star Wars, actually, and they wanted to name me Skywalker. But then, right before I was born, my parents went to a Vincent Van Gogh art gallery, and they decided that the paintings were so beautiful that they just had to name me Vincent.
Okay, and now I really need to know why Valentina.
Well, Valentina actually was a stolen name. My mom heard it from her friend, and she decided it was beautiful. But actually, my name was supposed to be something different, too. My middle name is Mayan. It's Tulum, which is the only Caribbean the only Mayan ruins near the Caribbean Sea in Mexico. Hmm. And my parents went there in the beginning of their relationship, and they fell in love with this city, it's on a cliff. I've been there. It's on a cliff overlooking the Caribbean Sea, and they decided to name their child Tulum. But, of course, living in the United States, that would be a little difficult.
Yes.
So they decided to name me Valentina, which it means health and strength and...
Valor
in
victory.
Latin.
And it's very unusual in America. It's,
yes.
In Europe, you can hear much, much more. And I don't know if this is a little on the Russian side.
A little
Valentina.
Bit. It's also
Latin.
Italian.
Yeah,
Latin,
it's
Italian.
So
it's Latin,
people
yeah.
make a lot of guesses where I'm from.
Yeah, my daughter's name is Natasha, and obvious, everybody says it's... because of Russian roots. I'm like, no, I just love that this name. But
yes.
it's Valentina. Yeah. Oh, gosh, beautiful.
I will interject for a second. Her real name in the beginning was Alexander.
That's
she's supposed to be boy?
Her father believed he's having a boy.
And my wife delivered our kids at home, so we didn't check their sex. We didn't know if this is going to be a boy or a girl. So... I was writing letters to Valentina being in mama's belly, letters to Alexander.
And
yeah,
let me tell you, I'm so glad I wasn't a boy.
You are not confused. You just know. Obvious. You are so girly girl and beautiful lady.
Thank you.
And very, very talented. If people listen carefully to this interview, probably you hear some unusual words. Little spirituality going on. We have some unusual ways that mommy and daddy likes to name all of you, really, in something with Indian connections. And before the show, we were talking a little bit about Gosia being yoga teacher, yoga master, and for many, many years you had some little life trouble, and we'll talk a little bit about it too. Now you are not maybe teaching, but also you are healing people.
That's right. I'm working with people, being a life coach, and also doing Reiki healing, which is energy healing. It's a beautiful art. I call it healing art. Part of yoga, or yoga mainly, also is a healing art. I believe that everyone standing on their mat is standing within their own healing space. And it's up to them to make a decision to go for it or not, or come back many, many times and relive it. So,
okay, I'm already a little bit in peace because your voice is just peaceful. Yeah, that's how you talk to people.
Well, I'm in the studio, am I not?
Oh, yes, but look at me. I'm like Oliver, but you, when it comes to this peacefulness, and you're just giving us advice, and already my heartbeat is like slower. I feel very comfortable.
Good.
No, thank you for that. Thank you. Calming me down. Yeah. I need this, you know, very much.
That's right.
Then we are talking a little bit about who is the best candidate for Reiki healing.
For Reiki healing.
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter. There is no prerequisite. You can be a complete skeptic. Mm-hmm. You don't have to believe that some form of healing energy will pass through my hands into your body, or from the universe, from the source, from the love source, from the spirit source. Whatever we imagine or believe in is irrelevant at that moment, because it really does happen, even to the biggest skeptics. Mm-hmm. When they experience Reiki healing, they experience sense of great relief, peace, calmness. If they cannot describe it as healing, they will definitely tell you that it made them feel so good, the way they haven't felt in years. So,
can people get in touch with you?
Absolutely, they can.
Yes, let's say.
Yes, I am also on Facebook as Gosia Probosz. Anyone can contact me, send me a private message. I don't have a private website. This is by word of mouth mostly. Mm-hmm, so anyone is welcome.
And do you think that we are talking about more psychological issues or more body issues, problem, or any of that?
Usually people come with health problems, body problems, health problems.
Gosh,
problems.
You cannot, you know, make me healthier. I got some problems, psychological problems, lots of them. I need help.
But the thing is that this is all connected.
It's all, I know. You're
physical,
right.
Emotional, mental, spiritual.
It's just so true.
We heal one, we start with one, and it translates to all the others.
It just drives me crazy. Sometimes you wake up in the morning, all is fine, then you start getting headache, but then you say, everybody, stress, head and neck and stuff like that. Then you pop the pill, and because you really don't know what to do, you know, but the reason mostly could be that it's stress, or could be that our body just tells us something, we need to listen to it. It's a fascinating topic. I would love to, because I have a few people from Reiki also who want to come on the show. It would be just great to have two of you. One is a Russian lady, and wonderful, my friend too. And she's very spiritual and knows so much about that. And she always comes to my place and talk about that. And I would love to have both of you, and just let's heal the world.
Sure,
or whatever.
Let's heal the world.
One human at a time.
Absolutely. I believe in that.
Hmm. Going back to Valentinka and your beautiful brother also, both of you are a little bit different. You, Valentina, you are all about music, dancing, acting, although acting seems like it's not the most important right now, but you were acting, yes, in few.
Yes.
Could you tell us? I want people to know, and you are how old?
I'm 18 right now.
You are 18 years old. That even when you are second generation of Polish people living here, you speak beautiful English. I wonder why. You know, that's what we maybe struggle with. That's why I called my show Accent On. But tell us about yourself. Tell us, who is Valentina Probosz?
Well, you're very right. Music and the arts are incredibly important in my life. And, you know, of course, that's an inspiration from my parents. Both of my parents are very artistic souls. And I think that without the arts, you know, what I'm going into at UC Berkeley, I just got into UC Berkeley. My major is going to be environmental design, actually. So, and I would like to minor in performing arts. But I think that I need to keep that balance, maintain that balance in my life. And I think one of the main things about me is that I would love to use the world's needs and the world's, you know, what the world is moving towards, and kind of make that my own. So the thing that pulls me in environmental design is creating sustainable solutions and using architecture and sociology and just, you know, combining the world's problems and the world's needs with new creative solutions and making something with it, making it an international, a global effort, you know, not just something we need to take care of here in LA, in California, in the United States. No, it needs to be a global network. So I think, you know, that's what really is my aspiration at the moment.
I'm speechless because your speech is just so perfect, and going to Berkeley, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And you are very eloquent. Your way how you describe your need to become whatever you want in this life and change it also world around is just, again, comes from beautiful mama and, of course, from daddy, who just their acting ability and turning into many different roles just broke, I think, a lot of people's hearts in Poland, but also what you're doing here right now. And I know you left to Chicago 4 months ago, and you were just promoting very important project of yours, and I'm trying to tie in what you were talking, Valentina, about, right? And because you had the bestest parents in the whole wide world. There's no competition. It's just I see love in their eyes when they're looking at you, describing what you want from life. Yeah. But also you have these amazing parents. They are fighting for their own dreams and conviction. Please, Marek, you are the best guy to describe us. What was the last project? Because it was very important.
My last project, mm-hmm. Right? Yes. Feature film-wise, it was Smolensk. It's an amazing film. It's based on a true story, one of the most tragic events that happened to the Polish nation since the end of the Second World War. 5 years ago, the president's plane was flying to commemorate the memory of Polish officers murdered in Russia by Stalin. And at the time when 96 government heads, including the Polish president and the First Lady, were going to Katyn to commemorate Polish victims and have a speech to the world about the responsibility that must be taken for that deed, and Mr. Putin to admit that Stalin committed that murder, the plane unfortunately crashed, and Polish government evaporated in one moment. There are many theories. There is official version, but there is conspiracy also about what happened. And this year, a German book was written on the topic, which gives new leads to the conspiracy theories. And the film is directed by Antoni Krause, one of the best Polish film directors. He's probably right now 77 years old. Film is shot already, finished. Shooting is finished. It took him only 4 years to do this project, and now he's editing the picture and the sound. I know that Michał Lorenz, a very famous Polish sound composer, is composing music for the film, and he was just interviewed in newspaper. I just got that interview in English, actually. I should send it to you to read. But he saw the footage without music yet, the temped track only, and he was blown away. The interviewer is asking him, what made you decide to compose music for this film? And he said that after seeing this film, he thinks it's the best historical film ever made in Poland, which says a lot. And when I saw the commitment of the crew in Chicago, when I flew to Chicago to work on the film, I knew immediately that we are working on something very, very special and controversial. And of course, the movie will be released either before the end of this year or the beginning of the next year. But I think this movie is going to stir so much controversy, and it's going to be, I keep my fingers crossed, an opener to the truth, to the dictatorship of the truth, because we need the truth. And we are people who are fighting, struggling for the truth to be expressed through ages as artists and as human beings, as courageous heroes that were so many before us and are going to be so many behind after us, right? But we add another brick to that wall, to breaking that wall and coming up with the truth. A very courageous project, so I'm very privileged to be part of it.
It's pretty serious stuff. If this will be happening in America and like half of government will just, you know, die in a plane crash, I know it was...
The whole government, not half of it.
Yes, oh gosh, and going to... Just it's not only scary to think that the truth maybe is not what really is. We want to believe that nothing really bad happened and somebody planned that. On another hand, no answers still.
You know what?
Really clear answers. And it's scary that four years ago...
For 4 years, the director was shooting it. And the movie, I read the screenplay, of course, before I decided to be part of it. The movie is based on facts. So everything that is in this film did happen.
Yeah,
so we are not making up the story.
Okay.
And that's what's so scary, because we don't know the facts. And once you put them together, you see that...
Yeah, left and right, you can look for another answers. And
yes,
somebody needs to probably give us these answers. Hopefully the movie is the open door for that. Then, that's pretty serious stuff. I know that I see, again, the private part side of you, Marek. You are a gentleman. You are very romantic guy, because I see in your eyes how you look at your wife and your children. They speak beautifully about you. Then something is there that from the very serious part, I would like to move our mood again towards your children, because you are everything to them. But you gave birth to the son who loves sport. Did you like the sport?
Of course.
Oh, okay, I wanted to know. I had nothing to do with sport. I don't know what's happened.
I'm his manager.
Yes. Okay, that's the money issue and that's the brain issue. Very, very good. No, did you like sport?
I loved sport.
I
was the professional cyclist. I was four times the champion as a junior, as a cyclist.
Oh.
And also I played soccer. I was in the Rów Rybnik. Remember
okay.
that club?
Yeah.
They were in the first league in Poland at that time. And then I quit soccer, which I loved and I still love, for cycling.
But now we have your son. Now you tell us about your journey to become, what would you like to become?
Well, I am striving to become a professional soccer player. And ever since I was a baby, I remember my dad working with me, training with me, just getting me psyched for a full life of joy and happiness and excitement. And one of those paths was soccer. And for a long time, actually, till I was about 7 or 8, I had very big difficulty choosing what I was going to do in my future and between cycling, actually, and soccer. And one day I had a substitute PE teacher come to my school and he thought I was wonderful. And so that day he invited me to come play with him in his professional club team. And it just changed my life, and I decided to choose soccer. And since then, I've been playing at higher and higher and higher levels. Last year, traveling to Sweden and Denmark for the Youth World Cup, Gothia Cup.
This is so serious, and coming from your beautiful face, and so easy. Okay, like, oh, this happened, this happened. This is hard work, physical.
Oh, yes.
And I know also that you had some setbacks. You know, you had a car accident that almost broke your dreams, yes? And you thought that maybe you never can do what you dream to do about.
Yeah, it was incredible. Last October, I was biking home from practice Friday night, trained hard as I can, coming home, looking forward to dinner with my family, maybe a movie or so. But out of nowhere, just a lady opened a car door on me, and I slammed into the side, snapped my collarbone, separated my shoulder, and just flew onto the concrete. And I blacked out. But before I blacked out, I remember just crying and thinking that all my hard work just evaporated into nothing.
I always want to put accent on important things that we are talking about with our guests. And I will stop a little bit and just maybe everybody needs to listen one more time what this family says. First, families are long, long together, and probably for them, every day is like just the best day in their lives. Oh, yes. 26 years old marriage, they are crazy in love. Now they have these beautiful children. The daughter is 18, son is 15. And even when we think everything is rosy in their lives, they have troubles. You know, one of them was a really serious accident. Then probably whole family was crushed. But how did you get back from broken collarbone, from thinking you were probably horribly in pain and didn't practice for a long time, yes? How did you come back, and how long did it took you to just being okay or even great? Because the things that are happening right now in your life are amazing, and you will be talking about them one more time. But how long took you to come back to your health?
Well, originally it would only take about 3 months or so, from October till January. After my father, who was just unrelentless, energetic child, I could not sit still. And so even with my injury, I had to get back out there. And so I think the loving energy from my family and my spirit helped me get back out there much quicker. And so early January, I was able to get back out there, and I regained my form and my style of play very quickly. And evidence of that is that next Monday, I'm actually flying to Poland to train with the Polish national team under 17, which is a huge step for me.
And we know that Polish soccerers are very, very good. What would they do? Then you are, in a way, going back to Poland, going to a country that Mommy, Daddy, I was born, and Marek Bacik, who just came to the studio, he will be with us in 30 minutes on Accent on the Best of Poland and Europe. We all are from Poland. You are going back to Poland. Are you often visiting Poland with your sister?
Well, it used to be that we'd visit Poland every other year to visit our grandparents and our family and just our beloved country back there, but sadly, a while back, 3 years ago, our grandpa from our father's side passed away into a better world. And so we haven't gone since then, but this is going to be my first time.
That's amazing. You are going alone or you are flying?
Yeah, I'll be flying alone.
15 years old boy flying to Poland to being soccer star in country. The daddy was born.
Following in his footsteps.
Following his footsteps. It's just, life is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I will give us a little bit break. We are talking about children, and obvious, I need to play a song that my daughter is singing, and it's called The Way I Am. And Natasha Miraja plus Kid Genius, they are singing this one. We'll take a little break from talking, and then we'll come back to rest of interview. Oh, that's not my daughter, that's me. Oh, easy come, easy go. Another song.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other day. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe
easy. hurt me when you said. Sometimes love's a game we play in many different ways. I believe I try to understand you this time again. Anyway.
Easy come, easy go, Ilona Europa. In a way, this was appropriate song because I am stronger every day, and that's what we were talking with Vincent about him going back to being perfect form to right now to fly to Poland and just become the soccer playing star. In Poland, we call this football. Yes.
Yes.
And that's a little confusing for me being blonde, but I think we wish you the best. Oh my gosh! You know, you represent both countries in the best way. I know, and I'm sure about that.
Thank you.
What are you looking forward? Okay, how many years you think you can play soccer?
Well, professionally. Players usually start around 18, 19, 20, and really you retire when you're 36, 37, 38. So,
well, then
you can have a 20-year career.
That's enough. I will say that's a really good career. If this could be your career, I think you'll be perfectly happy after 20 years to say, okay, now I'm ready for something else. What this would be, you think?
Oh, this would be a dream come true if I could finish my career like that. For all my life, I've really loved what my father does, what my mother does, and what my sister does. And from my sister's point of view, she loves cooking. She loves being in the kitchen all the time. And I think that's pulled me into maybe owning a business such as a restaurant.
No! You cannot believe how great contacts I have for that. 20 years from now, maybe I will not have one. But oh my gosh, we will be having very big advisor for the restaurant business.
Oh, yeah.
He's opening so many restaurants here. He's my dear friend. And gosh! Okay, maybe you are too young right now to open a restaurant, but you can do parallel.
Yeah.
You can start right now. Why not like teen owning restaurant in LA? Why not like healthy spiritual food that is a mixture of European foods, good foods, very good foods, healthy one. Do we have healthy people?
Well, Valentina is a vegan,
well,
so she can tell you about
it. Okay, then Valentinka is a part of the business. Oh, yes.
You made me a promise already.
In time when you are taking care of your soccer, playing, being a star, you, Valentinka, you are doing great, great job for him and, of course, your career because we know you got a big, big plans. Tell us about your singing.
You know, it's always something I kind of did for myself on the side. And then suddenly I started recording, you know, just for the heck of it. I wanted to try it out. And one day, you know, my parents are friends with the great composer and professional cellist Martin Tillman, and he composes soundtracks for films as well as his own, you know, shows. And Martin and I, we met, we really hit it off, and we started talking about music. And music has always been a great part of my life. I just came back from EDC Las Vegas, which is like the biggest EDM festival.
Yeah. Oh gosh, you like dance music?
Oh yeah, I love EDM.
They called me
trance music.
Underground diva because I'm charting till now, you know, in a lot of dance countries. I love electronica music. That's
fantastic.
Then I'm so happy. I had no idea. I thought that we are talking a little bit Adele. We're talking lots of serious stuff, bluesy stuff, right. and pop, but seems like, yes, happening girl, yeah, she can, the, yeah, good. You like DJs like all electronica too.
I like trans music.
Trans music.
But for, you know, for my singing, I like a variety of things. I listen to reggae and any, I listen to a lot of different kinds of music. So, but for my own singing, I love jazz and blues. And
now people know where I'm going with this. Everybody knows that Ilona loves to develop young people's talents, and I have this great, lots of really great singers that are coming here, always, mostly, they are playing the songs that nobody heard before, and then they are going into very, very good stuff in their lives. But yeah, the two girls, that Shitanya and Kira Nicole, they are doing very, very well. Kira Nicole is right now a finalist in Unsigned Artist Only, and she's one of the 10th internationally. It's crazy because she was 11 when I got her into my studio, and in age of 12 we had full albums, and now she's played on radio. We'll see what's happened. She wants to be Disney star. We are working on that too. I know the dreams are starting, you know, one day, and then if you have one, you just need to live your dream. And I know, leave, not like leave, bye-bye, that's Polish accent, but I know you play violin. It's not like the singing yes. came from nowhere. You are very, very musical. Then tell us about your love for skrzypce, that's Polish,
skrzypce, right.
Polish word for violin. No American can repeat this word, skrzypce. Can you tell us where... When did you start playing, and why violin?
Well, first of all, violin is just, you know, one of the most, instruments that you can really channel. You can mm-hmm. channel the energy, the vibrations, you know, it's so close to you when you play, it touches your heart, actually.
Yeah.
And actually, I fell in love with violin when I was in the mountains, where my dad's side of the family is from in Poland.
Of course.
And they play folk music, gypsy music. You know, they carve their own instruments from the trees that grow there. And loving that region, I also love the music. And that my uncle, you know, he carves his own violin. He was self-taught, and he inspired me. He has his own band, or, you know, of folk music, gypsy music, and they record as well. And I heard him playing on multiple occasions, but I think I fell in love when I was 6. And my mom asked me, "What do you like to try?" And my first teacher was my uncle, who, you know, just it wasn't your traditional music lesson. We sat down and he let me touch the instrument and hear its sounds and put my fingers down, and of course I didn't understand anything yet, but, you know, he never reads notes. He writes down the finger and the position, and I had to figure it out myself. So my grandma, you know, would practice with me, and that's what I loved, the folk music. And then I went into school and I started classical music and orchestra, and I hated it. And I did it for, I think,
classical music is tough. I played violin. Violin left me after 7 years because violin decided that I probably do not have too much talent when it comes to violin, and said, okay, I will go to maybe Valentinka. And she picked this instrument. Beautiful instrument, but so hard,
it's so hard
to play, and you need to practice, and hopefully you didn't have rather bad notes, because my father, he was working 3 shifts, and it was very hard to practice in 2 bedrooms apartment with me and my sister playing violin, and then we both were practicing, just tough instrument. But how many years did you play?
I played for 10 years, and I still, you know, play for my own enjoyment, but the thing is, and I love classical music, I love listening to it, but just being in an orchestra, it's such a different dynamic than playing gypsy or folk music. That's you.
And you had some success, you know, with this. Where did you go? You were in Europe right now recently with orchestra?
Yes, last spring I traveled with my high school orchestra. They're pretty well known at Santa Monica High School, and, you know, we have YouTube videos, and we're known around the country, but we traveled to Vienna, Prague, and Baden-Baden, and it was an orchestra of 90 people, and we got to play in the original, you know, beautiful concert halls. One of them was Dvorak Hall, where he premiered the symphony that we were playing.
Yeah.
So that was just unbelievable, and being in Prague, in that city, and seeing, you know, people in the audience, a full audience. I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting, you know, a handful of people. But we had a full concert hall. Yeah. And that experience was unbelievable. It was so lucky to do that.
I know I need to wrap it up, our show. And in a way, I want to tell people how amazing the family is. And I think I didn't play a lot of music, which says that these people have a lot of to say and is a reason for us to listen. We are talking to Polish family, Polish-American family, Marek Probosz, actor, writer, director, and teacher, UCLA teacher, is with us right now. Everybody can go and see the link on my Facebook, and just obvious all links will be presented on LA Talk Radio too. For this show, we can listen live or download anytime. Just let people and your children listen to the story, life story of this family. We have wife, Gosia. Gosia, they are 26 years married. Gosia has her own career. And we didn't talk to half of the things that I wanted to ask Gosia, but she will be back, hopefully, talking about Reiki, talking about her coaching people also. Yes, then Gosia, if people want to see you, they just need to go for Gosia,
G-O-S-I-A.
Probosz. Yes, and then we are talking about two amazing children who are in a way American. They are born here, but obviously their soul is in European countries and Poland especially. Both of them have a contact with country. When it comes to Vincent, he's going back to Poland right now. And again, what you will be doing there?
Representing the Polish national team for soccer.
Yes! You got some medal, yes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what?
Well, I will bring it back.
Oh, yes, okay. Yeah. Then we are talking beautiful, beautiful daughter. Then Valentina, you are in Berkeley right now. You will be, yes. You are a musician, you are a singer, you are an actor. Oh, my gosh, what else you will say? Beautiful family, and I want to bring so many families like that to Accent On. Thank you so much for today. Thank you.
Thank you. I hope we will be back.
So everybody much. Switching to video channel because we have only 10 minutes between show is starting. But right now, I think I'm clicking right my daughter's song, Natasha Miraja, The Way I Am. And let's listen to this one, Proud Mama.
Love me the way I am.
Listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.